This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Topic two today, the wall. President Trump says it is going to be built. Executive orders have been signed and government bureaucracy has been set into motion. The Department of Homeland Security is getting ready to solicit bids for the design and construction of wall prototypes. And when last we checked, 346 companies had expressed interest. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that story.
Right now, the government is just testing the waters. Myra Cisse is with the Government Contractors Association.
This is one of the early on steps where we kind of call it a market survey, where they're going out checking to see who out there is qualified to deliver the scope of work.
And hundreds of companies are interested. We're talking about $20 billion in potential government money here, from logistics firms to tech companies, including several Hispanic-owned businesses. Angie Gorrell started Martinez Construction Services with her sister. She says they've been working with partners to jump on the opportunity.
We've been talking to them and coming up with some ideas, things that would be easy to install, because some of these locations are very hard to get to, hard to get materials to.
The geographic challenges are just one problem facing the government. There's also the issue of land ownership.
Only about a third of the border is actually controlled by the federal government.
David Beer is with the Cato Institute.
We're likely to see some serious pushback from property owners along the border who will fight in court seizures that take their land in order to build this wall.
And those eminent domain fights can get nasty and expensive. Presidents Bush and Obama tried to build more barriers along the border, too. Denise Gilman at the University of Texas Law School followed the drama then.
When we last studied the impact of the border wall, we found that where private property was scheduled to be taken, it was most likely to affect smaller Latino families, property owners.
But to build a wall along the entire border, the government would have to buy land from everyone. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.